safety in a check down route, I think could have got him the first down. But he went for it all, doesn't get the call. The ball falls harmlessly to the ground, and now your defense must come on the field at midfield to make a stop.
Hand off to Trey Small, right up the gut, down to about 2 yard gain, out to the 48-yard line. Tackle made by Shane Ozentoski, 6'4", 190-pound senior for the Bearcats. Second down and 8, Beale City.
Good response by that Bearcat defense. They don't allow the running game to beat them. Mentally staying in the game. They only allowed 2 on first down. This defense still has a chance to get off the field and give their offense the ball. If they can, they'd have a chance to still win this game.
Probably had the ball for a minute 46 in the last drive. 6 plays, 30 yards resulted in an incomplete pass on fourth down, giving the ball back to Beale City at their 50. Now the Aggies are at the Ubley 48. Second down and 8. Receiver wide to the right, Shillman. Schaefer is under center. Wing back to the left, that is Ben Matthews. Two men in the backfield, Ames and Maxson. Pitch out to the left to Ames, has a lead blocker. He cuts back in. He's brought down to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Kyle Sweeney for the Bearcats. Another 2 yards gained for Beale City. Third down and 6. They need to get down to the ugly 40-yard line. Bearcat front line holding strong.
Absolutely, and it starts with the end. It starts with 57, your outside linebacker, Ethan Peruski. He gets out on the sideline, doesn't allow him to get to the edge, forces him back up to the middle. When that running back plants his foot, because he doesn't want to run into 57, he goes up the middle. Who does he see? Kyle Sweeney. Hits him right there, only allows 2 yards on the play. Third down, a long 6 coming up for the Aggies.
From the 46-yard line, Beale City 21, Ubley 14. 4:55 left in the fourth quarter. Working a yard inside the left hash, right to left across your radio are the blue-jerseyed Beale City Aggies. Logan Shillman to the left, man in motion. It's a handoff right up to Trey Small. He gets across the 45, down to about the 44. They'll see where they mark him down here. Regardless, though, 4 yards short of the first down marker. Tackle made by Shane Ozentoski for the Bearcats. Beale City facing a 4th and 4 from the Bearcat 44-yard line. 4 minutes and 24 seconds left in regulation.
We haven't seen Beale City really risk it much at all on fourth down. They're very much a team that trusts their defense. They don't go for it. They've kicked field goals in these situations. So here I expect them to bring out the punt team and trust their defense one more time.
It's a long snap, and he has to go up for this one. Now he boots it away. A huge punt. Holy cow. And it bounces at the 12 and rolls all the way down to the 1. And then they get it, and they're going to say touchback. No word yet. They're no word yet. It's going to be down to the 1 yard line. Now the back deep judges want to discuss this one. No word yet. If it is, it's at the 1 yard line once again by Logan Shillman. I think this is a touchback, personally. Yes, indeed, a touchback. So Beale City, somehow, remarkably, Ryan Ames was able to get that punt off and booms it down the field. That was nearly the break Ubley needed to get back in this ball game, but now they have an 80-yard field to work with 4 minutes on the clock.
He unintentionally became a rugby-style kicker. He had to chase the ball backwards with his back to the action. He turns around, doesn't see a defender too close, and he just drops it, turns around, and boots it with the side of his foot on a line drive, and it flies into about the 15-yard line, and Casey Sweeney, there's two Beale City coverage teams, guys, waiting for the ball to get there. That's how much the Bearcats were back, setting up a return, and fortunate for them, that ball tumbles into the end zone, and it's a touchback. Now the Bearcats, with the ball in hand, need to go 80 yards and try to steal this game.
Quarterback keeper Casey Sweeney in trouble, and he gets out for a yard, out to the 21-yard line. Tackle made by Seth Schaefer, middle linebacker, went out to the flats to stop Casey Sweeney out of the spread formation. Second down and 9, clock continues to roll. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left in regulation. Working off the left hash.
Lots of time left, though, for the Bearcats. They got 2 timeouts. This offense knows what it takes to win this game. This game is going to end on this series. Either the Bearcats score with an opportunity for 2 to win this game, or the Aggies are going to take over, and this game is going to end in that form. So the Bearcats know that they don't need to be in any big hurry yet, but number one objective is getting that first down and get things rolling for the offense.
Same formation spread. Casey Sweeney rolling to his right. Back to pass. Lets this one flat to the wide open to Colin Hileski. There, Carson Hileski brought in. He has the first down, still on his feet, and finally wrapped up at the 33-yard line by Ethan Locke for Beale City. Ubley converts, stops the clock momentarily with 3:07 remaining, and they're now at their own 34-yard line.
You gotta love it. Carson Hileski goes up, helps make a block, and then leaks into the sideline. The coverage downfield was really good. Casey Sweeney needs to know where his check down is. It's Carson Hileski. He is wide open. Carson Hileski, in my opinion, makes one mistake. He tries to run over the defender instead of angling out of bounds. But nonetheless, gets a big first down for the Bearcats.
Casey Sweeney in the shotgun, rolling to his right. Back to pass again. Same exact play and same exact result. Carson Haleski brings it at the 46 and falls forward out to the 48-yard line. Tackle made once again by Ethan Locke. And Bill Sweeney goes back to the same exact play that worked the time before.
Even when it's not the running game, he still comes right back with you. But it's not the exact same play. It just happens to be a throw to the exact same route. Carson Haleski in the backfield is always going to be your check down back. He was open again. Ethan Locke had a chance to knock it down, but a good throw by Casey Sweeney gets over his head, and Carson Haleski hauls in another completion for the first
trailing down. By 7 points. Carson Haleski out for the running, out for about 9 yards, out to the 43-yard line. They're in Beale City territory. Tackle made by 56 Ethan Locke once again. And 2 minutes and 12 seconds remain. Ubley trails 14-21, but now inside Beale territory, 2nd and 1.
Couple first down passes back-to-back to Carson Haleski. Then they mix up the formation. They hand it off to him on a misdirection. He cuts through the right side and gets 9 yards on first down, and we are into Beale City territory.
Casey Sweeney hands off to Carson Haleski. He has room to run. Across, finally ripped down to the 35-yard line by Seth Shaver. It's an 8-yard gain. Move the chains. The third first down of this drive alone, and the Bearcats are marching down the field.
We saw that play work. I'm not even sure why Casey Sweeney ran to the sideline, because he knew the play was going to be run it again. Turn around. It's the exact same play, and Carson Haleski breaks a tackle and gets a big first down down to the 35. A minute and a half to go in this game. Bearcats down 7 with the football.
Two men backfield. Sweeney's under center. Receiver wide each way. Casey Sweeney rolling to his left. Back to pass. Downfield. And this one is into the hands of 22, and it's brought in by Kyle Sweeney at the 19-yard line. He had to tip it up to himself, and it's brought in. Trey Small was in coverage, but Kyle Sweeney brings in the pass, and now they're in the red zone. 1st and 10 from the 19-yard line. A minute 25 remains.
The whole time, they want Kyle Sweeney to go to the inside and then kick it to the outside. Casey Sweeney doesn't lead him enough, but Kyle Sweeney goes up in traffic and makes a huge catch.
Hand off to Carson Haleski, and Beale City stops him right on the spot out to the 18-yard line. Tackle made by Chase Smith, defensive end for Beale City. 2nd down and 9. We have a timeout called by Ubley with 1:12 remaining in the fourth quarter. They have one more timeout remaining. We'll stick with you here. The energy in this stadium right now is contagious. 50s and less than minute 12 remaining in regulation. And it's a 7-point ball game. Ubley has the chance to tie it up, if not take the lead with a 2-point conversion here. Well, obviously, they're not going to kick it.
No offense to all our sponsors out there, but you can't go to commercial now, Clark. You take the momentum out of our office here, man, here in the booth. But, wow, it's Ubley Bearcats. Seeing some spread offense, we saw a little different formation. We saw a receiver each way with two running backs in the backfield. We're seeing some different formations, and the Bearcats striking a little differently. And you got to love when Clark Ramsey goes to the dark side of the internet. This is Bill Sweeney going to the dark side of this playbook. And we've seen the spread offense. We've seen Casey Sweeney make some big throws. We've seen some great decisions, checking it down to his running back, allowing him to get the first down. You don't necessarily have to throw it for a first down, but getting it in the hands to your playmakers, letting them make the plays is huge. Now remember, a minute 12 left in the game. Ubley trails by 7. They have one timeout in their pocket. 2nd down and 9. Ball down on the 18-yard line.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Man in the backfield. That'd be Carson Haleski with Casey Sweeney in the shotgun. Rolling to his left. Back to pass. Nothing there. Now he's going to have to run for it. And he's tripped up. And they're going to say out of bounds at the 14-yard line. That'll be a gain. 4 on the play. Tackle made by Justin Graverant, but more importantly, it stops the clock with 1:05 remaining in the fourth quarter. 21-14, Beale City leading. They're at the 15-yard line. 3rd down and 6 to go for Ubley. 2 more plays is certainly 4th down territory.
So smart, though, by Casey Sweeney. It's 2nd down and 9. Nothing is there. Don't force it. Live to see another down. And, oh, by the way, I stopped the clock, coach, and I got 3 or 4 yards. 3rd down and a long 5 for the Bearcats. Wide receiver in each direction.
Casey Sweeney back to pass, staying in the pocket this time. Now has to scramble to his left, lets this one fly, and this one's incomplete. This should be intentional grounding, but he was still, they're going to say no call on that, and it's going to be 4th down and 6. This one's for all the marbles.
Wow, but it doesn't get any closer than this, folks. This game could go in any direction, and what I love about that, Casey Sweeney breaks down, he rolls to his left, and guess what? He is in trouble. He puts it in his left hand and throws it into the area. But they said originally that Isaac Wierzynski was in the area, which is